This is Health Matters with our third report on strokes.
As we discussed last week, Native Americans are at higher risk for stroke than white Americans. We also indicated that there are several stroke risk factors, both diseases and lifestyle habits, that can be managed, changed, or improved.
Step one of any stroke prevention strategy is an annual medical examination once you hit 45. Routine checkups usually include blood tests and a discussion of your diet and habits. Since chronic health problems develop from a poor diet and an unhealthy lifestyle, your doctor will help you assess your habits and what they might specifically imply about stroke risk.
High blood pressure is the highest risk factor for stroke. If you've been diagnosed with hypertension or high blood pressure, you know it needs to be managed for a number of reasons. Preventing stroke is one of the primary reasons.
Hypertension causes mechanical damage to blood vessel walls and leads to atherosclerosis, a condition where blood vessels become narrow due to deposits of cholesterol and other fatty substances. Clogged blood vessels cause stroke. Another good reason for that annual checkup. What are your cholesterol levels? If you have high levels of bad cholesterol, follow your doctor's orders.
Getting back to hypertension, to significantly lower the risk of stroke, people with hypertension need to work with a doctor to bring their blood pressure down and maintain it at a normal range. Medication as a sole remedy is not recommended. It's equally important to maintain proper weight. It's important to cut down on salt, and it's important to eat fruits and vegetables that increase potassium in your diet.
Controlling your blood pressure also requires regular exercise. Getting into an exercise routine is well worth the effort. Lowering your blood pressure will not only reduce the risk of stroke, it will lower your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and kidney failure.
And of course, heart disease carries a high risk of stroke. If you have heart disease, your doctor is well aware of the stroke risks involved and may already be treating you to prevent the formation of clots that travel to the brain and cause stroke.
Diabetes is the last of the big three stroke risk diseases. People think that diabetes only affects the body's ability to use glucose. But, like hypertension, diabetes causes destructive changes in the blood vessels, including in the brain. Also, if blood glucose levels are high at the time of a stroke, then brain damage is usually more severe and extensive. Since diabetes often goes hand in hand with hypertension, treating diabetes can help avert complications that can lead to a stroke.
Cigarette smoking considerably ups the risk of stroke. For one thing, nicotine raises your blood pressure. For another, it has been linked to the buildup of fatty substances in the main neck artery, supplying blood to the brain. Blockage of this artery due to hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, or smoking accounts for the highest number of strokes in the U.S.
Cigarette smoking poses a bigger threat to health than most people realize. Lung disease and lung cancer are only two of the legacies of smoking. Smoking leaves carbon monoxide in your lungs, which reduces the amount of oxygen the blood can carry to the brain.
Cigarette smoke also makes your blood thicker and more likely to clot. And smoking promotes the formation of aneurysms, the thinning and bulging of a vein or artery wall. When an aneurysm bursts in the